Cassandra drifted out of the chapel in the swell of wedding guests, like guppies heading downstream. She smiled lazily, the cords of the recessional still making pleasant trails through her body. Weddings were the best, the summation of her life's work. The guests streamed toward the outdoor reception area, which jutted up against a rocky shoreline overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The water was calm, and the sun set in the west, brilliant and golden, casting a romantic hue over the affair. Not like the affair needed any help. The entire stone-laid patio boasted bouquets of lilies, and strings of twinkle lights hung between the rustic posts supporting the trellised overhang. From any angle, it was the stuff of wedding dreamlands. And the guest list was especially well-groomed, with a few celebrities in the mix. Jay Leno, for some unfathomable reason, was linked to the bride. Bona fide hotties dotted the scene, the type of Hollywood gorgeous that made casting directors drool. One in particular made Cassandra's gaze stick like glue whenever their paths crossed. A sexy, dark-skinned man, clean-shaven. Something about him screamed professional. She shivered whenever she saw him. A stage faced a large open area on the patio, and beautifully laid tables fanned out around it, making a semicircle. Guests headed toward the tables, seeking their spot, and Cassandra let her gaze trip over everything. Wedding days were special to the bride and groom, but Cassandra took a special pride at each affair. She'd single-handedly brought this couple together. Almost every couple she matched invited her to the wedding. This was couple number 30, by her count. But that could have been an underestimation. She'd become quite adept at navigating these weddings as the outsider, friend to almost no one, simply looking into the life of her clients. But she liked it that way. Made it seem more like a fairy tale, as if she were lazily thumbing through pages at home, witnessing the fascinating arcs and gleams of someone else's life. A couple known in passing. Cassandra drifted through the crowd, looking for the curlicued number 9 that denoted her table. Across the patio, the dark-skinned hunk caught her eye. She swallowed hard. This was what? The fifth time they'd locked eyes? Like a couple of fated lovers? It couldn't be an accident anymore. Maybe he liked what he saw as much as she did. She spotted table 9 and smiled, picking up the dainty white placard with her name printed on it. No one else had arrived yet. Her table mates were still mysteries. But if past weddings were any indication, she was usually flanked by all the other singles. A man in a suit and a fedora stepped up to the microphone on the stage. "Excuse me, everyone. If you could please make your way to your tables, we'll be serving dinner shortly." Cassandra plunked herself down in her seat, being prompt and following the rules, something of her specialty. She eyed the other guests heading for tables, trying to pick out the other single people. Sometimes it was so obvious they might as well have arrows over their heads. Darting eyes, hands buried in pockets, keeping to the periphery. She could spot all the signs a mile away. Across the patio, the dark hunk caught her eye again, and then he headed her way. She straightened in her seat, paralyzed by the attention, by the blatant eye contact that meant, "Yes, I see you. This is intentional."